Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And the countdown is on. 82 days until the Falcons take on the Tampa Bay Bucks at Mercedes-Benz, September 7th, 1 o'clock. So we are breaking down the top 20 most important players. I want to repeat that. Most important, not best, not favorite, most important players on the Falcons team this season. Now, between Bo, who's been working with the Falcons Radio Network and traveling with the team for years, and Mike, former Falcon over here, there is no duo that knows more about the Falcons than these guys sitting in the studio with me right here. So let's get into
it. That's why you're the best part of the show, Allie, because you understand that.
Well, I am curious how heated this debate could get. It might not even get that heated between the both of you.
I have no idea. I'm curious, too, and this is a conversation that could go a bunch of different directions because you look at top 20. Obviously, there's 22 starters, but then there's a couple of, obviously, position battles and things like that. You throw in specialists. I think I value different things than most, but I think Bo and I, for the most part, see eye to eye when it comes to Falcons players.
It's so subjective. The list is subjective, right? Would you agree?
Yes.
Because of what you value.
Right.
And what you think you know about. Like, I would expect you and I to maybe be closer on this than maybe,
Abe.
Well, I mean, yeah, anybody after 2 o'clock on this radio station, I think would look at the, and I'm not knocking. I just think they see the game differently than we do.
I agree with that.
And, or you know, there's a couple of guys that are considering themselves reporters, but they're bloggers or whatever. I think there's different importance and of what people see when they watch a game or when they think about a roster. I mean, you agree with that? Or?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Well, we're going to break it up by position. So again, it's the top 20 most important players. Let's start with the O-line. Where do you land on this?
All right. So this was obviously tough for me. I am an O-lineman by title and by just lifestyle choices.
Before you start, can I ask you one quick clarification?
Sure.
When you did your list, did you do it based on, like, guys you either think need to step up or have good seasons for this team to be good? Or
Yes. Or
was it, like, most important based on what you think they are as they've consistently been the last few years?
I think these are guys that you need to have good years if the Falcons are going to go to the playoffs. Okay. That's what I think of and most important.
Then we did it very similar.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I was just checking.
I've got three offensive linemen. In my top 20.
Okay, I got two.
And I could have easily gone higher than that. I have Chris Lindstrom, who obviously all-pro guard, one of the highest-paid guards in the NFL. I got Ryan Neuzel, and I got Caleb McGarry in that one. I think Caleb McGarry is one of those guys that has to have a good year. I think Ryan Neuzel has to have a good year. I think we all think very highly of Storm Norton or whoever else, but there's a lot on Neuzel's shoulders to step in that role that Drew Dahlman left. I think Chris Lindstrom has to play Chris Lindstrom style of football. And Caleb McGarry obviously can't have those one or two games this year where he absolutely goes away in pass protection and gets Michael Penix hit a bunch.
I had two.
You had probably the other two?
I had no.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
everyone can talk about the – first off, I want to say this without dismissing any position, but I think center is important as any position on a football field. The snap is probably the most important thing. What starts every play?
Yeah.
A snap. If you don't get that right, I mean, Mike, how many times we saw those things messed up last year? So Ryan Neuzel stepping into that starting spot, I had him. He was actually the second person I wrote down.
Yeah.
He was the second person that came to my mind. Mm-hmm. And I had Caleb McGarry as well because everything Mike said about Caleb McGarry, I wholeheartedly agree. But the center, you know, he's calling out protections, right? He, the snap is one of the most important things. And to me, the interior of an offensive line is where everything happens.
No Chris Lindstrom, though. Why?
Because it's he's because that's why I asked you about the consistent thing.
Okay.
Because to me, Jake Matthews and Chris Lindstrom are both consistent players on this offensive line. You know what you get every week. Yeah, Jake is going to have a hiccup maybe once a game. But maybe not even, maybe less than that. Maybe like a half, you know, like every other game he has like a major mistake or whatever. But he's consistent. He's always there. He's always, you know, he's always showing up and he's always doing exactly what you think from him. And Lindstrom's very much the same.
Yeah, the reason I put Lindstrom in and not Jake Matthews is I think Chris Lindstrom just consistently plays at a higher level. And I think you are going to need him to play at that all pro level and continue on that trajectory. It's not that Jake is not consistent to me. I just didn't include him because he's a little bit closer to an average left tackle than I think Chris Lindstrom is to an average right guard.
You know, as funny as nobody thought Drew Dahlman was worth $15 to $20 million a year until Matthew Bergeron showed up.
Yeah, and I didn't include him in my top 20.
And so I could sit here and argue that Bergeron should be on that list because he was the guy that stepped in and solidified that offensive line.
Yeah, there's right? No doubt you could make that argument.
But to me, Neusel's importance is just and I have so many questions on defense, so I've got so many guys on defense that I think need to be to step up. I actually have 21 players on my list.
Breaking and rules.
Hold on.
That.
But one of them is only there because I was thinking about comments made by the head coach, but I think I'm going to eliminate that person.
Okay. Well, so far you guys are kind of on the same page when it comes to the top 20 most important players on the Falcons this season. How about the D-line edges included in this?
This one was probably the toughest group for me. I went with, and we're including edges, I went with Arnold Ebiketie, David Onyemata, Leonard Floyd, and Jalen Walker in my group of four for the D linemen with the outside linebacker edge kind of guys included. And that's just, it was tough. I can't believe I only have one actual defensive lineman, defensive tackle. That's David Onyemata. But those other three guys, Arnold Ebiketie, Leonard Floyd, Jalen Walker, I think to be able to make a playoff run, to me, all three of those guys have to step up in numerous categories. And you obviously have to get production out of your 15th overall player in Jalen Walker. I don't even know where he fits, but I know he's one of the 20 most important to me.
I have seven.
Wow. You got the whole freaking squadron of them.
I've got Jalen Walker was the first defensive lineman I put down for the exact same reasons you did. David Onyemata was two. I think they love Onyemata. He is stepping into the leadership role of the interior defensive line. He's the veteran now of this team on that as far as the guys that have been here in the interior. You know, so I think he's important. Arnold Ebiketie has been your most consistent edge player for the last couple of years because he just gives you that six sack really season. I need that again, but I need more. And then I jumped to Leonard Floyd. Because to me, he is the leader in that room, all by the edge room, just by the player. Well, technically, Ebiketie's got it on this roster, but Floyd's got it in the league, and he's a consistent 10 sack season. Ruka Ro-Ro-Ro.
Wow, that's a good one. That's a good one. I didn't think about that one, but that's a good one.
He popped last year, Mike, but he needed to stay healthier. I now need him in a bigger way than ever. I've got James Pierce on here as well. And the reason I have James Pierce is he's going to be asked, I feel like, to do one thing, get the quarterback. I think if you look at it this year, to me, I've always felt since they've drafted him, since after the draft, it's more important that he has more sacks than Jalen Walker. Because to me, that's his job more than Jalen's is. And then I have Brandon Dorlus. And the reason I put Brandon Dorlus on here is because it is important to see growth from him. His plan all along last year was to be a guy that sit here and learn behind others. Now Grady's gone. You know, there's a couple other guys that are gone. The time is now for Brandon Dorlus.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at Spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I do want to point out this is the top 20 most important Falcons this season, and Bo has already used 9.
I was going to say, he's got some decisions to make coming up in a little bit. I'm interested to see where you went with this, but I know we got one more position to get to.
Yeah, we got to get to corner. Where do you land on this one, Mike?
I'm picking both corners that are starters. A.J. Terrell and Mike Hughes are both on my list. I think Mike Hughes obviously has to step up. I would love to see more turnovers from A.J. Terrell. I didn't include any of the nickel guys or any of the depth guys when it looked, you know, I didn't include Clark Phillips or D. Alford or anybody like that when you look at the secondary. I think both those guys, just cornerback one, cornerback two, A.J. Terrell, Mike Hughes, those are guys that I need to see step into those roles and try to make some plays this year and stay healthy.
I got one.
Okay.
I got A.J. Terrell.
Okay.
Because to me, if you get what I expect the importance of the defensive line, I think it becomes easier for the Hugheses of the world. But AJ, to me, if AJ can continue to be that lockdown corner and produce some more turnovers, then I just think he is important. He's the second most important player in the secondary to me.
I agree. I'm kind of shocked he didn't put Mike Hughes on there. Like, to me, that's somebody that has to play well if the Falcons are going to make any run at the playoffs. I think that he obviously has had moments. You did not go out and draft a corner or really sign one in free agency. And Mike Hughes is kind of that guy that kind of needs to hit another rung on the ladder, in my opinion, if they're going to make a run.
The better the guys up front plays, the better Mike Hughes will play, in my opinion.
That's fair.
Because I think Mike Hughes is good enough. We go back to the Minnesota game, and everybody wants to just talk about how confused they looked and everything. Well, why do they look some of those were fact that you couldn't get the quarterback on the ground.
Right.
You would flush the guy, couldn't get him down to the ground, and now you're having to cover for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 seconds.
I think it, and I know we got to get a break. We're on the same page for the most part. I would say that just as far as his list goes so far, I would switch out Dorless with Mike Hughes. I think that Dorless, obviously I want to see him come in and have quality reps this year. I think he needs to make an impact, but that's only because of how thin I feel like the depth is at interior defensive line. And Mike Hughes, to me, has got to be on the field for all the snaps and making all the plays. So that's where I'm at right now. But we're very, very close. Very close so far.
And we're going to keep this conversation going on the most important players for the Falcons this season in a little bit. We got to cover running back, wide receiver, safety. That's going on at 7 a.m. this morning. But Bo's already used 10 of his picks. Mike, you've used 9.
Yeah.
So I'm curious how this is going to go. But coming up next, we're going to check out the front page of NBA Finals. And we've got my Allie Mack drop. Guys, I'm absolutely lost on something going viral on social media to the point that I texted Dylan about it last night, and he's clueless too. But
no!
I want in on this joke. So you guys are going to have to break this down for me next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.